Hey everyone, welcome back to The Life You Love. My name is Kimberly. I'm your host, and I am so excited for you to be here today with me. So grateful that you're joining me today on this episode. This is the third and final episode on the Train Your Brain series. We are talking about tapping. But before we start talking about tapping, I have such an awesome opportunity for you, and I'm so excited to share it with you. I have started my coaching, and I am so excited to tell you all about that. I have been working these last 3 years to develop the type of coaching that I want to do. I've always been interested in life coaching, but I wasn't quite sold that life coaching was exactly my niche. And over these last 3 years, I've been studying high performance. I've been studying techniques, energy techniques, emotional techniques to help create the lifestyle that I wanted to have for myself. I used these techniques to help me grow in my career. I used these techniques to help me grow up in my maturity, in my emotional response capabilities, my communication skills, my relationship skills. I had gone through a lot, and I was living this lifestyle that wasn't right for me. It wasn't congruent with who I really imagined myself to be. And so that all led me to the path to do lifestyle coaching. And I am so excited about this because everybody wants a certain lifestyle, a lifestyle that's unique to them, a lifestyle that is exactly their identity. And sometimes it's a little bit fuzzy and it's hard to get clarification on what that lifestyle is. And it's also sometimes challenging to figure out how do I go from my current lifestyle to the lifestyle that I love. And I am here to help you with that. I'm here to design that with you. I'm here to help you find examples of what that lifestyle is. I'm here to help you create this emotional connection, this intrinsic and extrinsic motivation to get you there and figure out exactly what works for you so that you can get to that lifestyle and start living that today. So please check out my website. It's kimberly-tackett.com. It's kimberly-tackett.com. I can't wait to meet you, to learn about you, and to help you design the lifestyle of your dreams and to start living that now. All right, so let's get to today's episode about tapping. I want to share my story with you about how tapping came into my life. It came through my amazing mentor and friend, Julie Harmon. And I hope that maybe you've heard of her, but if you haven't, oh my goodness, she is somebody that you need to know, somebody that you need to follow and just watch her incredible light and love spread all around this world and this nation. She is such an incredible leader. She's an incredible woman of empowerment. She is such an incredible healer and lover. And all you feel is special when you're with Julie Harmon or when you know Julie. She is so incredible and just is such a special person. And I'm so glad to be living on this earth with her and to have had my path cross with hers. I know that it was, a plan that was made before we both landed on this earth, but she means so much to me. I'm so grateful for her. And we actually met when we were both at a conference, and I had been on stage with Lisa Nichols doing this exercise and having this really vulnerable moment in front of, 1,000 people plus. And Julie was right there. She was actually sitting right behind me in the audience, and she saw me pop up as, the volunteer to run up on stage. And she was like, this girl is a firecracker. She is so fun. So she made it a point to make sure that we met at the conference. And also, if you don't know who Lisa Nichols is, please go check her out. Learn from her. She has such amazing techniques, tools, lessons, meditations, and is such an amazing motivational woman. She was one of the co-teachers in The Secret, the book The Secret, and such a phenomenal woman. She's got an incredible story as well. She came from a pretty hard background. Her life was not perfect, just like all of ours. She grew from some pretty hard situations, just like all of us. And so she teaches on that, how to grow from, life's difficult circumstances and knowing what you can control and blessing and loving and being grateful and having a heart of gratitude for the things that you can't necessarily control, but you can certainly control your responses to those situations. Lisa is incredible, and so is Julie. I also want to tell you a couple things that Julie's up to. She has been all over the place, but doing such incredible work for our nation, for our communities, for our schools, for our women communities, kids, teens, men's communities, preparedness, abuse and therapy, recovery. She is invested in people's growth. Her passion and platform is for mental and emotional strength, and that's exactly what she helps people develop. She is on Facebook, Julie E. Harmon, former Miss America 2016, current title holder as International Miss North America 2021, and this year she's competing for the reign as International Miss. She also has her own nonprofit called My Divine Self. She'll teach and inspire people how to heal and recover from the mental and emotional stresses of everyday life and past life events. One of her favorite techniques is tapping. And I can't wait for the episode where I will be talking with Julie and letting her share more about her, more about her work, more about her platform, and more about some awesome techniques that you can do today to help you build mental and emotional strength. So, sending my love to Julie and wishing her the best in her competition as International Miss. Thank you so much, Julie, for all the work that you've done, for being such an inspiration, and for loving every single person that you meet. All right. So Julie taught me tapping. And I remember the day I was going through stuff with work. I was going through stuff with a relationship that I was in. And I was pretty lost in, feeling like life was repeating itself and I couldn't get past these kind of mental blocks that I was experiencing. And I was having a hard time processing those emotionally. I just felt like I was holding on to things that weren't serving me, but I couldn't figure out how to let those things go. And so Julie taught me tapping. And let me tell you, folks, I've been wondering, how do I tell people about tapping over a podcast? And so I'm going to give it my best shot, but I do encourage you to go onto the internet and find some tapping videos or find some. There's also this awesome app that you can download and all about tapping. And so just find those resources because I think it is important for you to see what tapping is if you haven't already. I also know that people are sharing tapping on TikTok, which is super fun. I think it's awesome that tapping is gaining some popularity there and that people are using it and sharing it so widely. So good on all of you who are creating those fun TikTok tapping videos. Thank you for investing your time and energy to share such an awesome technique. And so thank you so much for all the teachers too, who have stepped into this and shared tapping with us through your videos and content. And I just invite everyone who's listening to this episode to go and see what tapping's all about. But I'm going to describe it to you and kind of go through the process of tapping. So the very first thing is identifying what the issue is or the problem or the negative emotion that you might be feeling. And as soon as you identify what that is, or if you're having a hard time identifying what it is, ask yourself some questions such as, what emotion am I feeling right now? Or, what is the situation that's stressing me out? And why is that situation stressing me out? And just take a moment to reflect on it and, find some space to acknowledge that it's happening and to understand some of the words, the phrases, the emotions that come up with this. Also to allow yourself to process a situation that might have happened and give yourself space to acknowledge that it is something you need to address. The next thing is rating the intensity of this feeling and this situation on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is the most intense and 1 is the least intense. And the point of ranking this or rating this is to identify how much you were able to release during tapping. And so at the very end of tapping, you'll check back in and you will rate this from 1 to 10 again and see what kind of improvement you had. Now, I will tell you, there have been some situations where one tapping session really only alleviated it by 1 point for me, and I needed to do it again. And so I'll either go to another tapping video on it, or I will maybe I had identified something else below that situation or that emotion or that stress that I was feeling that I also need to tap on. And so you could feel some additional stress or emotions on top or below what you just tapped on, and you need to go deeper and tap again. So it's really important to understand the purpose of the rating and to start and finish with it so that you know exactly what you need to do to move forward. So then the next part of tapping is tapping on the karate chop point on your hand. And then you'll tap on 9 meridian points on your body. The first one is to just kick off tapping or to start tapping. And that starting place is on the karate chop point of your hand. It's the outside of your palm below your pinky between your wrist. And you'll tap there and you'll say an acknowledgement statement and an acceptance statement. And I'll guide you through that in just a moment. But I want to introduce all of the tapping points before we go into the types of things you'll say during the tapping experience. The next meridian point is going to be the top of your head. This is the center and the top of your head. It's the crown chakra. The next is between your eyebrows. And then the third point, or actually fourth point, is going to be on the outside of your eye on that bone. And then underneath your eye, following that bone. And then underneath your nose, between your upper lip and your nose. And then at the top of your chin, just under your bottom lip. And then on your chest, at the center of your chest. And then on the side of your body, side of your ribs, just about a hand width below your armpit, underneath your arm. And once you've done all of those tapping points, you'll go and start back at the top of your head and work your way through all of those points. The karate chop point is only going to be tapped to do the acknowledgement and acceptance statement. And so you'll see on videos, or you'll hear during the tapping, during the guided tappings, a statement such as, even though I insert issue, I love, honor, and accept myself. And you might say this a few times. In fact, I encourage you to say it a few times to really get into the space of tapping. And then you'll do your first round of tapping on your body, and you'll acknowledge all of the negatives that you're experiencing from that situation. And I want you to be real with yourself. And also, if you're doing a guided tapping, sometimes the guides don't say words that really resonate with you, and that's okay. What I encourage you to do is choose words and replace what they're saying with something that is meaningful and resonates with you so that you're honoring the truth of your situation. You know, I think that using the guides is a really great practice, but not always do they say the things that resonate with us, and that can trip us up sometimes. So I just encourage you to listen to yourself and listen to the words that you need to choose to overcome and release from this situation and the stress that you might be feeling. All right, so after you do your first round of tapping, and you might need a couple rounds of addressing the negatives depending on, you know, the intensity of the situation and how much you really need to get off your chest. But once you're done with that, then you start to change the narrative of the situation. So you've been feeling all this negativity with it. You might be feeling stress. You might be sad. You might be overwhelmed. And you're talking about all of those feelings and unpacking that as you tap. And then you change it and you say, but what if I were to choose a different way to look at this? Or, but what if I chose to respond differently? There's these what if situations that help us transition from the negative mindset or the negative emotions to the positive. And that's why it's so important. You know, we're tapping on our body to inform our nervous system that it needs to tell our amygdala we have a different way to respond to this stress. And we use our words to verbalize what we're feeling, but to also pair the verbalization with the tapping motions so that we can start communicating back to ourselves and memorize a new response. And so when you're vocalizing, you are more present with yourself. You are more present in solving this situation. And it helps inform the amygdala that the thoughts that are going on in your head that are driving this memorized response, those thoughts don't get to control this anymore. It's now your conscious decision. And the conscious decision is exactly what you're saying now to yourself as you're tapping. And so that's the key takeaway I want you to have. Now, do you have to talk the entire time that you're tapping? No. You can absolutely think what you need to think in order to go through this process if that's what you have to do in that moment. But I do encourage you to find the space to talk and tap this through. All right, friends. So once you're done moving through these positive affirmations, choosing a new narrative, a new response to tapping, this is now where you get to check in with yourself, finish up, and give yourself light, love, and acknowledge the fact that you did this technique for yourself so that you could release some of the stress, some of the anxiety, some of the overwhelm, and the negative associated to this situation. And you are choosing a new way to go about this. And I honor you and I love you for choosing that. I recognize that this might have been a hard situation for you to address, but it is so, so good that you're doing it for yourself because that means you can show up better for yourself. You can show up more congruent to who you actually are. And you can move through life being a more positive light to others. Once you're done tapping, I just want you to take a few breaths and come back to your center and then check in with yourself. Go back to that ranking and see the rating. I keep saying rating of the 1 to 10 and see where you land. And see if there's anything that else you need to do to check in with yourself and solve any other situations that you might be facing. All right, everyone. Thank you so much again for joining me on this episode of The Life You Love. This was an introduction to tapping. I know that we're going to talk more about these techniques and other things that you can do to create a lifestyle that you are happy with, that is congruent with your identity and congruent with your dreams. So stay tuned for more awesome conversations, awesome techniques. I'm so grateful for you to be here. Please share, like, subscribe to the podcast. That helps this message get shared with more people across the world. And thank you so much to all of those of you who are sharing it with your friends. I see new countries and awesome new parts of the map lighting up, which is so exciting. And I'm just so grateful for you. All right, everyone, go be the light, go be love, and live the life you love.